Hi, I'm Katie Hill. Following years facing the fear on Blue Peter, 2 decades working on TV and radio, and years training and qualifying, I now work as a coach and speaker with Limitless, encouraging others to live all out. Because what's the point if you're not playing big? What's the point if you're not living your full potential? What if the one thing standing in your way is you? I'll be sharing my own tools and techniques from my coach training and life, plus inspiring interviews to help you live the life you were born to live. I'm Katie Hill, and this is the Limitless Podcast. Hey you. So I just wanted to touch on overwhelm because let's face it, we've all had days when it all just feels a little bit too much. And in normal life, I just feel like my list is long, you know, things like optician's appointments to be made, the food shop needs to happen, the recycling needs to go out, I need to send a birthday card to my brother, dress up days looming at school. You get the picture, a full to-do list before my work day, and I'm using air quotes here, has even started. And I know this is going to resonate with you. I know this is going to sound familiar. It turns out the mental load is actually a thing. How have I got to 2020 before hearing about the mental load? It's the constant cycle of planning, thinking, and organizing life. And when Forbes and the New York Times start citing mental load as a new buzzword, you know it's a thing. Living in the shadow of a never-ending to-do list. And juggling our mental load alongside our day job, no wonder we can feel overwhelmed. So at times when things feel a little bit big and there's lots to cope with, I mean, 2020, hello anyone? I just wanted to share some of my limitless life hacks for coping with overwhelm. So here are some of the techniques that work for me when it comes to life just feeling a little bit too big. Number one, focus on now. I remember filming a ski feature with This Morning, and our instructor suggested an early morning ski before filming. Now, I love skiing. I'm not a natural skier. I have a big problem with heights, but I do love the scenery and the exhilaration. And the instructor might have looked a little bit like Channing Tatum, and I might have been single. So, you know, heavy cloud and all that. Okay, back to the story. So we set off early morning. It was super foggy. And as we exited the chairlift, he suggested I just ski behind him because it was so foggy I couldn't see anything. So I followed his tracks all the way until we arrived at the bottom of the mountain. Now, the following morning, the same thing happened, except this time it wasn't foggy. And as we exited the chairlift, I froze to the spot. Now, anyone with a fear of heights will know this feeling. All I could see was an exceptionally steep run, as he ambitiously just said, "But this is the exact same run we did as yesterday. Let's just go." Except it wasn't the exact same run as yesterday. Yes, physically it was, but there was no fog. So I could see all the way to the bottom of the mountain, and the whole game had changed. It was completely overwhelming. And short of getting the blood wagon down, something I'm pretty sure I must have suggested at some point, there was no alternative. So I focused on skiing the little bit in front of me, and I refused to look at the overwhelming, very steep view ahead of me. And somehow I traversed the mountain, focusing just on my skis until we got to the bottom. And to this day, I use this visual in my head. You may well have heard me talk about it before because I am passionate about this one. All I do when I feel overwhelmed is say to myself in my head, focus on the bit in front of you, ski the bit in front of you, right? Every single day I take at a time and I concentrate on the immediate steps I need to do that day. Things that I have to do in that moment. Ski the bit in front of you, you know, take everything one day at a time. Baby steps completely work. Number two, sleep. This sounds so obvious, but getting enough sleep is key to life, the end. If I don't get enough sleep, it's so easy for overwhelm and anxiety just to creep in. So set yourself up for success, you know, put your screen down an hour before bed, have a bath, cut down on the caffeine, you know, all the things, get some essential oils going in your bedroom like lavender, read if that's going to help you. But getting enough sleep, even if you think you've got to keep working till midnight, you haven't. get the sleep because it is key to overcoming overwhelm. Number three, brain download. You know that feeling when life just feels out of control? You've got so much to do, you don't know where to start, and you're feeling stuck. Feeling out of control is a massive part of overwhelm. So in the morning, grab a piece of paper and a pen and mind dump, brainstorm everything you think you need to achieve that day. It helps you unload your brain, right? You sort of get everything out of your head and onto a piece of paper, and somehow it just frees up your mind. Then you grab a highlighter and you highlight three things that you have to achieve that day, and you do them. Do the same thing every single morning until you feel the overwhelm lift. Speaking of which, number four, your limitless list. Now, I use my planner every morning to map out my day and make sure my limitless list, which is way more positive for me than a to-do list, includes a couple of easily actionable items. And there's a reason for that, because according to Harvard researchers, it taps into a thing called the progress principle, right? So that boosts happiness and gains you momentum, because every time you tick something off your list, you get a hit of dopamine. So use it to your advantage. Get a couple of things on your list that are easy to do, easy to tick off, and you will find it so much easier to work your way through that limitless list and make progress. Number five, move. Now, I know you don't think you have time to exercise when you feel overwhelmed, but honestly, you don't have time not to. Because moving your body changes your mind. And I have learned that, because before we went on holiday, you know, I was doing my yoga every morning without fail and I felt amazing. And since we've been back, it's probably every other morning and I totally feel it. I've been more anxious this month, more bloated, and my PMT was amped up more than usual. So I 100% have to move my body every single day. Exercise also makes me feel less stressed and it makes me more productive in a day. And I will talk forever about how I exercise for my head, not my body. It's so true. In fact, I'm dedicating an entire future podcast to why you need to move your body. So in the words of Nike, just do it. You know, you can either spend 20 minutes procrastinating about why you don't have time to exercise, or you can just exercise for that 20 minutes. Also, breathing is key, and exercise makes you breathe deeper and it relaxes your body more. So if you're not sure what exercise to go with, try a bit of yoga, try a bit of walking, whatever is going to work for you, do it. Deep breathing encourages your body's relaxation and your coping mechanisms, and it is so helpful with overwhelm. Number six, one thing at a time. Now, you'll know on live TV, we have a thing called talkback. You know that thing in the presenter's ear? That's my hotline to the producers in the gallery. So they can speak to me, telling me how much longer I need to speak until we're off air, which means I have prided myself my entire life on the fact that I can be fully listening to a conversation whilst talking about something totally different. And to be fair, I think lots of us are like this in life, especially if there's gossip going on, especially when there's kids around. We try to multitask all the time to feel like we're getting more done. But here's the irony. Studies have now shown that multitasking is a myth. And trying to multitask is A, exhausting your mental energy, and B, not really working, because let's be honest, you end up doing neither job properly. So focus on one task at a time. Number seven, delegate. When Trey and I got married, the best thing I ever did, aside from saying yes, obviously, was to make what I called the wedding Bible. It was the timings, the numbers, the logistics, the guide to the day that all the key players had, so that everyone else could manage things without consulting me, and I could stand there being loved up and drinking champagne. Now, these days, it comes in the shape of our household wall planner. In the kitchen, all the timings, all the logistics of life are there for everybody to see, and it just means I'm not the oracle for all things family, because it's there on the wall for everybody. Number eight, the power of your words. Beware your terminology when it comes to the mental load and feeling overwhelmed. I'm so passionate about this one. So I no longer ask anyone in my home to help me by unpacking the dishwasher. we all just unpack the dishwasher. It's everybody's stuff. Likewise, I recently called out a mate who just innocently on Instagram announced, "Oh, my husband's watching the kids for me on Sunday so I can throw the launch party for my new business." And I was suddenly like, no, he's just watching his kids. The end. He's not watching the kids for you. They're equally his kids. Also, and this is a massive win, try switching the word "have to get to," right? So instead of saying something like, "I have to go to the supermarket," it's, "I get to drive my car to the supermarket to get loads of healthy food for me, for my partner, for my household." And it completely changes the way you look at it. So, you know, instead of, "I have to go to work," I get to go to work in clean clothes and impact the world around me. Do you see the difference? Substituting "I have to" with "I get to" makes a massive difference to how you think about the thing you're going to do. Number 9, escape. Now, often if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I just take myself completely different in my head and change my energy. So I imagine, you know, being on a beach. I imagine a walk around a lake. Have a go-to place that you can stop, that you can breathe deeper and take yourself there in your mind for a few moments. And finally, number 10, control your controllables. Now, often when we feel overwhelmed, it feels like everything is piling in, but quite possibly some of what you're worrying about is outside of your control anyway. So how is worrying about that serving you in any way? It is not. So focus on the things you can change and the things you can have an impact on, and forget the rest. So remember, it is all about the journey. You know, life might feel exceptionally full right now, but soon this chapter will pass and things will feel more normal. So when you feel overwhelmed, just reassure yourself with that fact. It cannot last forever. You will come out of this season. So here's my 10 for Zen. Wow. Yes, I did just make that up. Number 1, focus on now. Number 2, sleep is a no-brainer. Number 3, brain download. Do a brain dump. Get it out of your head. Number 4, make a limitless list, not a to-do list. Number 5, move your body. Exercise. The end. Number 6, do one thing at a time. Multitasking doesn't work. Number 7, delegate. Make sure everything isn't in your head. Share the schedule. Make sure other people know what's going on. Get other people to help you. Number 8, beware the power of your words because they really, really impact you. Number 9, escape. Have somewhere in your head that you can go that's going to make you feel calm. And number 10, control your controllables. Deal with the things you are in control of. Forget about the rest. So focus on what's important and what really matters because, you know, for me, when life feels spectacularly full, I just bring it back to myself and I just shut my eyes and I breathe deeply and I say, I am happy, I am healthy, I am loved, and everything else can wait. You have got this. Now go and be limitless. Thank you so much for joining my podcast journey. It honestly means the world to me that you are here and subscribing. And I would love, love, love it if you would rate the podcast and share with anyone in your crew you think would love it. You know, this is a weird time that we're in right now. And I have had more requests for coaching than at any point in my coaching career. And I'm seeing such a need in people. So anyone in your world you think would find the podcast helpful, please send them this way. And of course, you can follow me on social media at I'm Katie Hill. And for all the latest Limitless news, head to katiehill.com and hit subscribe. I have some amazing stuff coming up, so make sure you are signed up. Limitless, the life you were born to live.